My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, as the curtain comes down on the liturgical year C, this Sunday's readings highlights the reality of endings, of things coming to end. Hence, today's theme is the end of time and our victory in Christ achieved through endurance. The experience of endings can be among the most painful and difficult of all experiences. Talking about endurance, Gautama Siddhartha, who lived in the year 563 to 483 BC, says, "Endurance is one of the most challenging disciplines. But final victory comes to the one who endures." Hence, in today's first reading, the prophet Malachi, speaking of the day of the Lord, painted two pictures for us. First, he speaks of the fate of the evil one. Second, the prophet Malachi speaks of the triumph of the righteous who endures to the end. This reading serves as an encouragement to each and every one of us to help us continue enduring patiently in good works. Malachi ended with a promise of victory, for he says to us, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will shine out with healing rays." This is our hope, my dear brothers and sisters, and our reward, and the reason we should endure until we triumph over all the forces of this world. In the second reading, Paul encourages us to keep on working hard. This is in order to end our earthly and heavenly living. The church does not in any way promote laziness and idleness. Hence, it teaches that sloth, the reluctance to work, is one of the seven capital sins. And St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Sloth is the sluggishness of the mind, which neglects to begin well. It is evil in its effect. It oppresses man to draw him away entirely from good deeds." Summa Theologica, number 2, verse 35, act 1. Hard work, my dear brothers and sisters, yields good and enduring fruit in our lives. Hard work makes a good Christian. It abhors laziness and idleness, and a lazy person cannot endure. Sadly, my dear people of God, many Christians today no longer appreciate hard work. Instead, some perpetually depend on others directly or indirectly. In order to make fast and cheap money, some engage in all sorts of evil like drugs, armed robbery, fraud, and even what we call corporate begging. That is what St. Paul was talking about when he says, "Now we hear that some of you are living in idleness, doing no work themselves, but interfering with anyone else." A lazy Christian yields easily to all sorts of vice. In the gospel of today, Christ prophesied the end of time in the history of Israel. He spoke also of an immediate hardship and persecution before, during, and after his time. However, he concludes with these encouraging words, "Your endurance will win you your life." 40 years after Jesus was crucified, in the year 70 AD, his prophecy came to pass. The temple was destroyed by the Roman army in response to the Jewish revolt. the most significant institution of Judaism was no more. In the gospel reading, Jesus not only announced the coming assault on the temple that will lead to its destruction, he also announced the coming assault on his own community of believers, you and myself. As he faced his passion, he foretold the passion of his followers. They would be persecuted and handed over to political authorities. The members of their own families would betray them to these authorities. Their way of life would generate great hatred from some. In a way, Jesus was referring to his disciples in every generation. He was talking about all of us. We may not have personally experienced persecution because of our relationship with Christ the Lord. We may not have been disowned by our members, the members of our family or where we work, because of our commitment to the values of the gospel. Nonetheless, my dear brothers and sisters, many are suffering persecution right now, even as we are celebrating this Mass, because walking in the word of the Lord can be a counter-cultural thing today as it was in the time of Jesus and even when the first gospel was written. Even in our own time, we can testify to people suffering. An example of that lady who refused to sign the marriage certificate of lesbians. What is or was her fate? How did we defend her? All of us, we are complacent to what was happening. In our offices today, many of us still go through all this. In our schools today, we may not be persecuted by people carrying guns and matches coming after us, but psychologically, there is persecution. Today, being a true Christian, we are being seen as old-timers, those who have been left behind. We are seen as not being progressive. And sometimes we shy away. Sometimes we are not defended. Sometimes even we as priests, when we preach, we are challenged. And people resort to calumny and different types of accusation just to shut us up. My dear brothers and sisters, if you feel that it is not something personal, you are making a mistake. Persecution is there always. Today, in our schools, in our offices, there's no more crucifix or cross. Today, you cannot discuss religion, but you can discuss every other thing. In our school, you cannot even make the sign of the cross, but you can discuss every other thing. Our children, whom we call the future of tomorrow, nothing about God is mentioned to them in the school. And we feel there is no persecution. My dear brothers and sisters, if we take our faith seriously and try to live by it, especially in a certain setting, it will cost us something. We may even stand to lose a great deal as a result. Our world, like the Temple of Jerusalem, may come crashing down. We may lose our job, our dignity, and remember what Jesus said in the gospel, they will put some to death. However, my dear brothers and sisters, the message of today's gospel is that if we courageously witness to the Lord and his values, regardless of how that is received, we will not ultimately lose out. Rather, Jesus declares that our endurance, our faithful witness, will win us our life. The endurance that the Lord talks about is a graced endurance. It is not down to us alone. It is an endurance that he himself makes possible. For he promised in this gospel reading that he will give us the wisdom and eloquence we will need to witness to him in an enduring way. Today's gospel gives us a cheering reminder when it says, "Do not give up because God is with you." Jesus' promise of the protective power of a providing God was meant to encourage his disciple and each and every one of us to persevere in faith and in its practice. Jesus added the sign of the coming destruction of Jerusalem and the end of the world to prepare us, his disciples, and to remind us to rely upon him for salvation, not on our own power. We need prayers. My dear people of God, our greatness is judged by God, not on our worldly achievements. Hence, Christ told us and reminds us that nothing in this world will last forever, even the temple of God. No matter how precious they are to us, the only thing that will endure forever is our faith in Christ, our fidelity to our faith, and our practice of that faith in a loving service of others. One saint says to us, at the evening of our life, that the only thing that will follow us was love. And that is our question today. Are you loving? So, my dear brothers and sisters, we are to persevere in our faith in spite of our worldly temptations, attacks on our religion and moral values by the atheistic and agnostic media, threats of social isolation, direct or indirect persecution because of our religious faith. My dear people of God, let us conclude this church's year by praying for the grace to endure patiently in all our trials, for those are the essentials of our affirmation of Jesus as our Lord and Savior. As we celebrate this Mass, may we pray for strength, not to shy away from our faith, but always to stand firm. For the psalm says, "They compass me and compass me about, but in the Lord's name I will crush them." Amen.